Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, I saw this story yesterday. Having to be old buddy Gary Bedore of the Kansas City Star, covers the Jayhawks. And I found myself at a college crossroads. I think college sports has done a lot of this to itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe players should go and maximize their value, go get what's yours. I also, though, do believe that there should be some rules in place. At some point in time, I would like to see this thing settle down, that the full circle is, yes, we've got you to what your earning potential is.
Mm-hmm.
But let's find a way to rein it in and have some type of system.
Are you thinking we're going to get to that point?
I think at some point we will.
Because
I don't know when. I don't know when. Now we're in the Wild West area.
Yeah, we are. Definitely, yeah.
Like the Chiefsaholic area of it, as it were.
Yeah.
Where anything goes, right? I think at some point it will rein in, and then I think we'll get to some rules.
Well, I saw something this morning that said colleges are bracing that athletes are now going to become employees of the university. That's where we're headed.
Could
on
be.
That.
Could be. And that would provide some, a little more limitations to it. Taxes, what have you.
Right.
Maybe that's the system. I don't think colleges are going to do it themselves. I think it's going to be the government. But I saw this story and I thought, this is the part of it I really don't like. I don't like college free agency. And that's what the portal is.
Mm-hmm.
It's college free agency, and it's an outright just everybody goes woo out. The story was Kansas has lost or moving on from whatever four players already. Two more may jump, and then there still could be another that goes to the NBA. They may be in the market for eight new players next year in just basketball. This is just basketball. That's too much movement for me.
I don't know. K-State had 12 new players.
I know.
You know,
that's. That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I cover the game mainly on the women's side now, but I see these rosters all the time, and they're like, this is their third. Oh, I recognize that name. Oh, 2 years ago they were here. A year ago they were here, and now they're here. You're onto like three colleges in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. I wish the movement was less. I don't like the free agency aspect of it. Kansas shouldn't be out looking for eight new basketball players next year, right? That's not what college sports was. That's not why I fell in love with college sports. Like the NFL roster turns over really fast.
35% a year.
Right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what college sports is now.
Okay.
You don't have any attachment to any of these things. And I know maybe you can't long for back in the day and whatever, but this is outright free agency.
Right.
And I'm not a huge fan of it, to be perfectly honest.
You want to go on a little storybook trail with me for a minute, Josh?
Sure.
All right. So I used to love college athletics, right? Well, I shouldn't say that. I grew up in New Jersey. I didn't really know what college athletics was about. And I remember having a conversation with my dad one time when I was a little kid about the NFL. And I was like, well, what about Nebraska? They don't have an NFL team. He goes, oh, no, they got a college team they root for like the NFL. I'm like, really? Why? So whatever. I didn't really grow up a college sports fan. Went to KU.
Not part of the country that's as diehard college sports.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Yeah. We got eight pro teams right outside the New York City area. There are a lot of pro stuff going on. Yankees and Giants and the Jets and Mets are always sideshow. There's always something going on, right? And so fast forward 1995, I matriculate to the University of Kansas. My dad wanted me to go to Aleutian State because that was as furthest away I could get from him. I chose Kansas, which is about halfway to Aleutian Islands in Alaska. And I fell in love with, you know, college basketball. How could you not? Going to KU and Jock Vaughn and Rafe LaFrance and Roy Williams. And my gosh, it was a lot of fun going to Allen Fieldhouse, right? I really like college sports. And so from about 95 to about around 2011, probably, I really enjoyed college athletics. And then the maneuverability started to happen, and we started to see Missouri and Colorado and all these other schools leave the Big 12, and we all started to realize, oh, my God, it's really not about the college sports anymore. It's not what you kind of liked about college sports. Mm. You liked the rivalries. You liked all that kind of stuff. And all that's starting to dissipate and starting to fall by the wayside. And once all that started to happen, I kind of reevaluated where I was as a fan. I went, boy, I kind of like this. I want to like this. My job is covering sports, but you know what? It's just not the same anymore. And since 2011, as the years have gone by, I've become less and less interested in college sports. And so this story for me, I look at it and I'm like, if you don't want it to bother you, divest yourself from the college game, because I personally right now, I feel like, and I'm speaking from a business person on this, I'm feeling like finally the young guy, the little guy got his, and he's now got the opportunity to get it over on management. And I really like that, because for so long.
And I do too.
For so long.
I just think there will be a market correction at some point.
Well, there always is.
I think we're in the overcorrection phase.
Yeah.
And I do look forward to the time where we get to the correction portion.
Right.
Of it.
Yeah. Right. And so, oh boy, as I started the story, the emergency test sound came on. The text line just blew up. Everybody missed the story. So what I was saying is I didn't really grow up a college sports fan. Never really understood college sports. Growing up outside of New York City, it was pro, 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 pro. Nobody ever rooted for Rutgers. You bought Rutgers tickets because Notre Dame and Navy would be playing at the Meadowlands, and you got that ticket kicked in, right? So it wasn't a lot of college interest in me. I went to college in 95, fell in love with college sports in 1995, really liked it till about 2011 when all the conferences started to break up. And that's when I kind of lost my interest for college sports. And I'll watch it from afar. If Saturday afternoon, if we're not doing anything, I'll flip on a game, have it on in the background, that type of thing. Watch the tournament, love the tournament. But I look at this story and I think to myself, man, it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't care that it's more work for the coaches. They make a lot of money. They can get off their keister.
Well, but I also think it's a double-edged sword with the coaches too, because this
is chasing away the good coaches too, though. I mean, the name coaches, yes.
This gives you the opportunity to run people off.
Yeah, it does. Sure, it does.
Run people off and they can run. One free transfer. That's it.
Yeah.
You get one mulligan in college.
Right.
That's it.
Okay. For the player you're talking about.
I think that's where you start. Like, it can't be free agency.
But part of it,
I think we'll correct at some point in time. Right now it is crazy. And then I can't wait. I can't wait till we get out of the COVID years.
Yeah, right.
Like
Are those still going? Like, we still have COVID people playing,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody gets a free year because you didn't get a postseason.
Yeah.
You know what? What did we get out of it? You know what I mean? You know, it's a life lesson. Like, you have to move on. We all went through the COVID time. We have to move on.
Right.
I can't wait till they're through that, because now it's just like,
well, it's really hurt a lot of people that were trying to come into the colleges.
Here 6 years. Yeah. You've log jammed the ones coming into school at this point in time. I can't wait for that portion of it to be done too. Again, can't put the genie back in the bottle for a lot of this, and I'm not intending to, because I think a lot of it is good, and I think a lot of it is you made your own bed as college sports, but I think the overcorrection, I'm not the biggest fan of right now.
Okay, yeah, and look, I understand that, and it's going to go from one extreme to the other, and that's what we've seen. We saw one extreme where they, you know, basically told players, screw you, you get no opportunities to transfer, and you get no money, and here's a granola bar that you have to split with your roommate, to now players transferring, and I'm not exaggerating about that. And now we've got the opportunity for players to basically get all the food that they want, get paid from the NIL deal, and have freedom of transfers. And I'm against your idea of one free transfer, because coaches move around all the time, and nobody ever tells coaches how many times they can move and how many times they can't move. I always thought that was the most hypocritical thing, in my opinion, in sports, was that we allow college coaches, like all these guys who won a tournament game that you never heard of 3 weeks ago that took these new jobs, they all just get to jump and leave their guys. And the players are always stuck going, wait a second, why can that guy leave for a better opportunity? But I had a great moment in the tournament and Kansas now wants me and I can't leave. And I
can amend
sit
that
out
to say one free transfer, unless there's a coaching change.
But coaches can still move as much as they want. So I don't have a problem with that. I don't think we should restrict players. And yeah, it's changed the game and you don't know the players as much anymore. But you know what? College sports has been changing for the last 15 years. And I don't know what change they made that has made college sports better, because I don't think college sports is
better now, not even close,
than it was in 2011 when the Big 12 was breaking up at the Fairmont down here on the Plaza.
It's more fair now for the players, but it's not better, just watching the games.
They're not better than they were 12 years ago.
The business is better, the sport is not.
Well, some would argue that the business isn't better, like most of the fat cats sitting in the universities that have been stealing money for all these years from these players, right? So you've got a product that isn't as good as it once used to be. All hell breaking loose with the transfers, coaches going all over the place, a lot are retiring. I mean, college sports is not in a great spot right now. It just isn't. And usually you want to leave the place better than when you found it. Mark Emmert left the NCAA than he found it.
Yeah.
I don't know that Bob Bowlesby necessarily left the Big 12 better than he found it. Maybe about the same, but I wouldn't say
Texas
it was
and
better.
Oklahoma ran out the door on his
watch. And you
weren't
paying attention, so it's not better. You're fair, right? So,
no. So
since everybody started to just disperse and go to the SEC or whatever league they wanted to go to, not named the Big 12, I just don't think college sports has gotten better. And for me, it's caused me to go, there's other things I'd rather do with my Saturday afternoon than sit there and watch this stuff that just isn't aesthetically pleasing and has changed so much that there's no rivalries anymore. The rivalry stuff is gone, man. Like, I miss that. And I know that maybe Alabama and Auburn still have their rivalry, but I don't live down there and hopefully never will. But I look at our rivalry here, the Kansas-Missouri rivalry. I miss that more than I miss anything, and I know how much I miss it because when they do play, I can still feel the hate in my stomach. You know that pit you get in your stomach when you really don't want somebody to win and you got those butterflies and you're nervous? I was nervous for that game in December, Kansas and Missouri, right? I was excited for that game. I wasn't like that for any other game this year, including the tournament, whatever happens. But that Kansas-Missouri game, man, that's what college sports was built on, and that was taken away. And since then, you got to win me back, and I don't know how they're going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the tough one, too, for a lot of people. How do they win you back? I don't know if they're going to win you back. I honestly don't. I still live in it. I still like it. I still am waiting to see what the next evolution of it is. I don't think we're finished.
Right.
By any means of where this is going. I think we're in the, we got to go to the other direction.
Right.
And at some point, I think they got to play under some rules at some point in time, I think.
I will say this, though. You know, when you look at, you know, college sports and the direction that we're going and where it's headed right now, I don't mind the fact that it is looked at now as a minor league for the sports, right? I don't mind that it's the minor league.
What it was.
I don't mind that it's a minor league for the NFL. I think that's good, and I think the NBA and the NFL,
the product would be a lot
smart.
Worse. The product would be a lot worse if they weren't.
Oh God, yes, it would be watching like Division III football at a high school stadium in Seguin, Texas. Not good.
No,
but there's a place for it, but it's not that.
Division I college sports.
No.
If you do that, no.
But it was kind of the perfect storm here in Kansas City. Like, the college sports started to fizzle out, and then the Royals win a championship, Sporting wins a championship, and the Chiefs get Patrick Mahomes. I don't have a lot of room on my plate right now for that because I'm so caught up in everything that's going on in the NFL, and I just love the day-to-day of the NFL in the offseason, in the regular season, in whatever season it is. There's nothing better than the NFL, and when you're winning in baseball, there's truly nothing better than that. And so college sports, I think, has taken a big-time backseat here in Kansas City, and it's no longer one of those encompassing everybody. It's just kind of in pockets right now. The Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting, the Current, that's all in encompassing of all Kansas City.
It's not Patrick's fault. I guess we have to defend the quarterback's honor next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Has officially skipped his bail.
Oh, wow.
Remember, he was allowed out on bail to go on a family trip to a Super Bowl that was potentially taking place. Oh. And before then, he was in jail because he was allegedly robbing banks with a gun on the way to Chiefs games so that he could get the best seat in the house and have his wolf face front row at all the big-time games. Now, Dog the Bounty Hunter is about to be called. Now, Chiefsaholic is on the run. He did not make bail. He did not post bail. He is on the go. Everybody keep your eyes peeled for a wolf with a gun headed to a bank near you.
Ooh. Pat McAfee and the Pat McAfee Show.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting in, and Joe texted me as well, wanting to know if there's a reward for this.
I don't think that they've asked. I think we've asked the people.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they've asked the people.
Ooh, the authorities, the feds.
I think at this point in time, they're like, we got this.
Yeah, okay.
But we'll see. We'll see. At some point, maybe. But I think we do our service. We don't get a reward when somebody picks up a couch off of 435 and 35.
No.
Or an end table in the Northland somewhere. We don't get a reward for that. We just do it. It's a public service.
Right.
So if you see Chiefsaholic, 913-586-7610, we can pass that on to the authorities.
Yeah. So the website Bro Bible did interview his bail bondsman, Michael Lloyd. He apparently cut his leg monitor off at 8:30 on Saturday, so they've been hunting for him ever since. So now here we are into Tuesday.
So he's doing well.
So he is doing well. They said, are there any leads on where he might be? The bail bondsman said he has a close relationship with his mother and brother. Those three are rarely ever separated. His mother and brother left Tulsa, and we previously believed that he was with them. However, we later found out that they left Tulsa about 2 hours before he even cut off his leg monitor. So right now, he could either be somewhere else, still in Tulsa, or heading towards his family. Well, that narrows it down. So they're currently keeping an eye out for him. He did not go to the Super Bowl. They did not allow him to attend the Super Bowl. The bail bondsman said, even with me, even if I was in attendance with him, they would not have allowed him to go to the Super Bowl. So he has been living in a motel in Tulsa, Oklahoma for all this time. So he's
on the run.
Does
that say motel? Because I just
it says hotel.
Okay, I just guessed motel.
Yeah, no, it had. It's of course it's a motel.
I don't think that it had an outer door.
Yeah. You parked in front of the room and you walked in like the Ramada used to have.
So there were a couple of Chevy Caprice Classics,
right?
Absolutely
unmarked, parked outside. You know, beyond the balcony.
Right.
And then he went out the bathroom window.
That's correct.
Okay.
He went out the back bathroom window and ran through the woods. And then he was like a wolf, and they're like, well, that's just a wolf. I don't know who that is.
I'm sure he's headed to Yellowstone. Pretty sure wolves are protected up there.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Somebody said, have we checked Germany with the Chiefs playing in Germany this year? He may already be getting a jump start on getting over there.
The best seats in Germany?
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Right. I mean, this guy's a total loser.
Have they checked the IHOP? Valid question. It's a valid question. It's coming all morning. After those two guys escaped jail and went got caught at IHOP.
Got caught at IHOP.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
A lot of you have speculated about the draft. He ain't making it that far.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
He's, I think, done pretty well for himself doing a couple days
right
here.
Right.
He ain't making it to the end of April.
I don't think he is either. That's 30 days from now. Somebody says that when they catch him, they can transfer him to the Iron Box Hotel in Tulsa. Yeah. He ain't getting a motel room after this with an ankle brace.
The furloughs are over.
Yeah. This guy going to jail.
We fell for your little.
Yeah. All right, you got us once. Now,
alleged act before.
We'll keep an eye on you.
Ain't alleged no more.
No, you're going to jail, pal.
Yeah. Is Tommy Lee Jones helping? Right. I don't. Fantastic question, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I would think the Tommy Lee Jones of real life is there.
That's right. Is he looking for the one-armed man?
Yeah.
Have we checked the straw, wood, or brick houses?
Don't.
Yes, don't wolves like to eat chickens, too? Have we checked the chicken coops?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why eggs were so expensive. This guy going out and eating chickens.
Or grandmother's house. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. All those things.
Who is that creepy wolf on Looney Tunes? Was it Bugs Bunny dressed like the creepy wolf, too, on Looney Tunes? Remember that? Or am I misremembering where she said, would you like one lump or two? And then they'd hit you on the head with the sugar handle, you know, and the lumps would pop up on the head.
It should be hit on the head with the sugar handle.
Yeah.
So Lamar Jackson yesterday told everyone that he requested a trade back on March the 2nd. Somehow that, much like Chiefsaholic, went unreported for several,
A
month.
Who's he telling he wants a trade to? Is he just telling the Ravens?
The
Ravens are like, okay, thanks. We'll file this in the category that doesn't matter.
We'll make note of this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, one of those things.
We'll circle back.
Like putting something in the suggestion box.
We'll make note of this.
And like a trade. Okay, we'll consider that. Thanks. And if you don't have an agent to leak this stuff to, right?
How I read it is, well, the Ravens didn't talk to anybody because some other team would say, like,
oh, yeah, they contacted us.
There'd be some leak of, yeah, the Ravens reached out to us about a trade.
Right. There's always leaks.
You know? So I feel like the Ravens didn't do anything with it.
Right. The Ravens are like, oh.
That's nice.
Or did they even get it? Or are they going, oh, that's news to us. Yeah. I don't know.
How did you request this? I don't know.
And it's also before the league year started. So,
I mean, I don't think he didn't tweet out, well, Kenny should have told you.
Right, right. But he should have tweeted out.
Kenny Francis, the elliptical equipment guy or whatever, whatever he is non-agent.
Kenny Francis, non-agent agent, his
the guy that was,
partner.
The guy that was reaching out or wasn't or whatever. Kenny should have told you. The moose out front should have told you.
This story is becoming more and more like, do I even want this guy as my quarterback now?
Yeah. And then he penned a goodbye letter
That's
to Baltimore.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's far from goodbye.
Well, there's nowhere to go. Every team yesterday in the AFC that spoke at the breakfast said we're out on Lamar Jackson.
There's seemingly been little to no demand. The Ravens haven't said they're getting rid of you. And I don't think you're probably in a position to force your way out yet. Right?
Probably not.
So
no.
I don't know why you would pen the heartfelt Baltimoreans, you'll always be my friends note portion of it. Because chances are he's probably back.
Right. And if he does leave, I don't think there are going to be many Raven fans thanking him.
No, they're probably going to be a little mad at this point.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Feels like now he's gone to the overplayed his hand portion of it.
Correct.
Also, the Ravens don't have to do anything. You could just sit out a year and see what happens. But you're kind of a free agent now and no one's talking. So, maybe if you're free, someone would. But I don't know at this point. Then this is just precious from Richard Sherman, the Richard Sherman podcast.
Boy, kind of getting tired of what he's got to
say.
Lamar
wouldn't have been
one.
In this whole thing. Patrick Mahomes would have just done it for everybody.
Patrick's fault.
This is Patrick Mahomes' fault, people.
What pissed me off is when Kirk Cousins got his fully guaranteed deal a couple years ago, I thought all the quarterbacks from then on were going to be like, hey, you know, if it ain't guaranteed, I ain't taking it. Then Mahomes took that BS deal. Just 10 years and want it to look like $500,000. Like, but if you get a half of that, fully guaranteed, everybody's happier. Everybody goes, that sets precedent. But when he didn't set it, then Josh Allen didn't set it. Now Lamar's trying to set it after Deshaun's already set it. And they're like, nah, we ain't letting that go.
Yeah, blow it out your ass, Richard.
I So Patrick Mahomes should have laid the groundwork.
It's not Patrick's job to
for Lamar Jackson's
job for anybody
and
else.
And everybody else? Or is it Patrick Mahomes' job to take the best deal for himself?
That's right. You take the best deal for yourself. Now, here's the thing. Let's focus on the quarterbacks who have taken these guaranteed deals, right? Kirk Cousins.
Very short window, though.
Very short window.
3 years?
Yeah, very short window.
3 years, but that was pretty big at the
pretty
time.
Pretty big number. What have they won?
Specs over bet.
Right. Other than that, I don't know. And the other guy that took a fully guaranteed deal was done in Cleveland. Okay, so let's consider the source. Creeper goes to Cleveland. Well, I mean, we're talking about a creeper and Cleveland. They don't count. But what have they won?
Nothing.
Nothing, right?
Nothing. They won a playoff game with the last quarterback.
Right. In my opinion, Mahomes doesn't have the responsibility to set the bar for other quarterbacks when it comes to contracts. In fact, most quarterbacks know that if they focus on me and not us, they're never going to win. Maybe this is part of the reason why Lamar doesn't have a lot of suitors out there. They view him as a me guy and not a we guy. Patrick didn't take guaranteed money, didn't tie his team up with the salary cap. Josh Allen didn't take all the guaranteed money and tie his team up with the salary cap because they know if they want to be winners and get to the title game and play for Super Bowls, it's not just about the quarterback. It's about everybody on that team. And if your quarterback, and this is why Patrick Mahomes is in a great spot, if your quarterback prices himself so high and you can't do anything else, are you doing what's best for the organization? And the answer to that is no. Again, what teams fail to realize is we're not talking about salary cap. We're talking also about the cash that has to be laid out for this kind of stuff as well. And the more cash that you lay out for your quarterback and the more you invest into your quarterback is the less that you can invest in other places, right? And for teams that don't have Patrick Mahomes, they need to invest in other places as well. Most of these teams right now that could be in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes probably need other things. And is Lamar going to put you over the top like Patrick Mahomes? It's probably not. Not a lot of quarterback can do that. So it's not Patrick's fault. Patrick took the best deal for him to give him the best opportunity to create a legacy of being a winner consistently for the next 15 years. That's exactly what Patrick Mahomes did because that's what he cares about.
Shame on him. He should have set the groundwork for
it's
a
not his job.
Guaranteed contract for
others. Hey, did Richard Sherman set the groundwork for anybody? Who the hell is he to get out here and opine about this stuff? Richard Sherman is clueless. Patrick Mahomes' fault because he didn't take the guaranteed contract. No, it's the smart play.
So Lamar had said also that the Ravens have not been interested in meeting my value. Well, what's that telling other teams? Mm-hmm. My value might be really high.
Right.
Also, hey, I've been team Lamar on this. Like, he's a great quarterback, but also I know the league can live without him. Like if he sits out a year, the league ain't going to blink.
You know, we talked about it earlier and there was a good text that came in. We were talking about anybody in any job could go away and really nobody's going to miss you. It's going to move on. Somebody goes, well, what about Mahomes? LOL. And you're like, well, yeah, okay. Other than Mahomes, all right, we're wrong.
I think would shake the earth of this league in that regard.
Who's going to miss Lamar Jackson if he doesn't play next year?
I don't think Lamar is in a spot where if he walked for a year, he'd only be hurting Lamar. Right?
I agree.
And then they're not interested in meeting my value. That's where an agent could come in. Look, I wanted Lamar to keep all his money. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do it yourself. Mm-hmm. You know your value. Put your number on it. But the longer this plays out, the longer I said, hire an expert that's dealing with teams all the time.
Yeah.
That can, well, shield you from stuff as well.
Yeah, the moral of the story is hire an agent. Orlando Brown and Lamar Jackson both are getting screwed.
And I know they get a percentage, and it hurts. It hurts that they get that percentage, right? But they can help you determine your value and what someone else is willing to pay you.
Right.
And to put out smoke signals to other teams and
to find out
stuff that other teams might not be telling you or Kenny.
Right.
Can't forget Kenny and all this. Hire an agent. Get it done. There's a team out there that should want you and will want you. It's probably Baltimore, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's not the New England Patriots, apparently.
Bill, do you envision a scenario where the Patriots would pursue Lamar Jackson, who's been assigned the franchise tag? with the non-exclusive tag by the Ravens?
Yeah, Mike, I'm not going to talk about players on any other team.
Okay. It's a free agent, so I didn't know if that was...
We're not talking about guys on other teams. He's a free agent.
I'm still not talking.
It's a period.
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 Not interested. On to Cincinnati. Lamar's on our team. Stop trying to push holes in my theory. We don't talk about players on our teams. So I guess the Patriots are out until he's a real free agent. I don't know.
We don't talk about players on other teams. He's a free agent. Period. Okay. Thank you.
What you say?
What's going on with the Patriots, man? That's a bleep show going on up there right now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Because Bill Belichick, while he can say, I have a track record, we've done this, look at us.
Right, right.
Aren't those days getting a little thin?
What would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead for the Patriots?
The last 25 years?
What a terrible answer.
You're really buying that? The last 25 years. Yeah, Tom Brady ain't here anymore. He ain't walking back through that door.
Right, no, he's not going through that door, yeah.
Once upon a time, he could say that. I don't think the time is now.
Oh, God, no. And here's the thing.
You can't
say Bill Belichick is a zero without Tom Brady and a hero with Tom Brady.
You can't say kiss the rings.
No, not now. How long does that last, too? What is the...
I think it's over now.
I think it is, too.
When he said that, I went, you're going to go, yeah, look what we've done here. It's not quite the same now, though.
Not since not since Brady has moved on and had oodles of success, won a championship, and you've done nothing.
You're going to go the, wow, if don't I'm you not, know who I am?
If I'm not mistaken, they haven't won a playoff game since Tom Brady left, correct?
That is correct.
Do I need to say anything else about the New England Patriots?
Period.
I mean, Bill Belichick going with the kiss my rings thing, like he's Flo from Mel's Diner.
25 years.
Kiss my rings.
Indicate we can.
Coach, that was a generation now ago. There are kids growing up who don't even know that Tom Brady played for the New England Patriots. They think he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, right? Or retired, or maybe a 49er. But they don't remember that he played there. You can't do the whole kiss my rings thing. That just does not fly anymore. And in sports in general, I mean, we talked about it last week. I mean, we've got people out here that are mad that Brett Veach hasn't signed a washed up Odell Beckham Jr. or overpaid for an underperforming DeAndre Hopkins, right? And the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, guys, less than 2 months ago. And there are people that are saying, Brett Veach should be fired. He's not doing what he needs to do. I mean, we've seen that. Bill Belichick is saying the last 25 years, where the last three have been very dismal from New England standards that they created for 25 years. And the reason is they don't have Tom Brady at their quarterback spot anymore. They're rolling out there with Mac Jones at quarterback. They're rolling out there with Matt Patricia, right, as their offensive coordinator when he's a defensive guy. So Bill Belichick can't get out there and say, kiss my rings, because ain't nobody listening to that nonsense anymore.
Scoreboard. I tell you, look at my scoreboard.
Yeah, that's ancient history, man.
I think that's ancient history. I think that time has passed. Yeah.
Right? That time is over. You can't
do that.
What
should give you
that?
Optimism? Well,
right.
Better than look what we've done for 25 years. Got to have a better answer than
gotta
that.
Got to have a better answer than that. Why should fans be optimistic 25 years? Yeah, but the last three haven't been that good. Last 25. No, but the last three have stunk. The last three have not been what they need to be. Hmm. And everybody in the division is getting better, and you're not. Now, that's a landing spot. I mean, Meek Mill called Robert Kraft and said Lamar Jackson wants to be a member of the Patriots, to which Robert Kraft says that's Bill Belichick's decision. Hmm. You're the owner of the team. You make that decision.
And when's that dynamic going to end, too?
What dynamic?
Kraft, Belichick.
I think it's close to ending. I think it's close to ending. I think if they don't make the playoffs this year, you may see Gerard Mayo as the new head coach.
They may have to make that tough decision. Like, we hoped you would walk on your own, but
yeah,
now we can't.
Now we can't. We wanted you to go out. We wanted it to be graceful, but the last 4 years have not been what we expect. Have a nice time fishing in Nantucket with Pioli.
You're sticking with that mother. Are you serious?
So Kraft has put it on Belichick, who doesn't talk to other teams' players.
Right, but this guy's a free agent.
Bill, do you envision a scenario where the Patriots would pursue Lamar Jackson, who's been assigned the franchise tag, but the non-exclusive tag by the Ravens?
Yeah, Mike, I'm not going to talk about players on any other team.
Okay. It's a free agent, so I didn't know if that was...
But he's like a free agent. I like the follow-up, but... He's a free agent.
Yeah.
Wilt's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period.
Then there's the Packers. Apparently, not only is Adam Schefter supposed to lose my number, but Brian Gutekunst, who we know on this show as Kudich,
mm-hmm.
Billy called him Kudich, the guy with the Packers, he doesn't have... he has Aaron Rodgers' number, but Aaron won't answer.
Aaron probably blocked
what it was.
You know, as we got out of the offseason or after the season, and we had a good conversation, and then you know we're going to have some follow up conversations, and our inability to reach him or for him to respond in any way, I think at that point, then we just kind of had to do my job and kind of reach out and understanding that a trade could be possible, and see who was interested.
But I really just couldn't get a hold of him.
Right, couldn't get a hold of him, and
he didn't really want to. He didn't talk to us about what our future has in store.
Right. But that's not the only one who's saying that. I saw a tweet from our friend Zach Gelb at CBS Sports Radio this morning, and he reported that Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur would set up these meetings together so he could have more of an input into what was going on with the play calling and the game plan.
Yeah.
Rodgers wouldn't show up. He just ghosted LaFleur. He's sitting there waiting for him. Going, he's not coming, I guess.
Do you want your input? Here's your input. We'll let you kind of run the franchise
right.
here.
Yeah, we're going to give you the opportunity.
I don't know what he's looking for.
I mean, you hear stuff like that.
Makes me
like,
curious
boy.
What he's looking for now. Like,
well, we know what he's looking for. Whatever he's telling the Jets to do. He wants to be the general manager. He wants to be in charge.
Sounds like the Packers would have given him that opportunity.
It sure sounds like it, but maybe he just didn't want to be there anymore.
He didn't call them back.
Right.
Do you want to know what our plans are? How about we talk? I can't get a hold of you. What am I supposed to do here? Well, I guess he had to wait for him to come out of the darkness and go on the McAfee show like everybody else.
Everybody else did, yeah. But it's not just that. Even during the year, they're giving him the opportunity, and he's ghosting the coach.
That's weird.
I'd be ready to move on, too, if I was Green Bay. That's why when you hear the stuff that they're saying, they're not holding any punches back. They're like, we're tired of this guy. You need to go, Boeheim.
An ump show in exhibition play. Yep, it's happened. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. 610 Sports Radio.
Wolfpack is back cause I'm mass destruction. The bad boys are wrestling. Testing competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the ring start the streak. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. Here to prove a point, number one, just believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be here for them, come in the ring.
See, the family's like in a single crew cab blowing down a gravel road that's blaring. Is that what you're envisioning?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wolfpack's back.
Still looking for a Cheeseaholic. 913-586-7610. I do not believe he's been found.
Yeah.
Apparently he's on the lam. Alleged bank robber. Now, missed a court appearance. Cut off his ankle bracelet.
That's right.
And he's on the run.
Right. We were talking about the Patriots, you know, doing their thing and Bill Belichick saying 25 years. This is a good text from the text line from the 816, Josh. Patriots have won Lombardi after Lombardi. They won six Super Bowls and had one of the more dominant reigns in NFL history. Probably the most dominant reign in NFL history, right? Not one of. I think probably the most dominating reign, right?
Yeah.
It was 20 years.
Yes.
People can dominate for 20 minutes. They're lucky in the NFL, right? If the Chiefs do that and we suck again for three or four seasons, I'm going to smoke a cigarette, drink a Fresca with a smile on my face, knowing I had the best 15 years in sports history, to which I responded, I'll join you on that. I will join you on that.
And I will counter and says, no, you won't.
And you're probably right about that.
You're looking for what's next.
You are probably right. Me and this guy, I'll be sitting there smoking a butt, drinking a Fresca, going, this was great. And meanwhile, we go, this sucks.
We just won a Super Bowl, and everybody wants a wide receiver now.
Yeah.
What is Beach doing?
Yeah, right.
So, no, that's not the case. I wish it was.
I'd like to think it would be.
I wish it was, but no. In New England right now, they're going, don't tell me what we have accomplished in the past. What are we doing now?
Well, part of that, though, is their quarterback that they got rid of went and won a Super Bowl the next year.
That hurts.
Like that right there, watching Tom leave, go win another Super Bowl with a completely different team and watch your team not be as good. The Emperor got exposed real fast, right? You know that story, the Emperor had no clothes off or whatever the hell that story is about some guy walking around naked?
Yeah.
That's Bill Belichick. He is literally the Emperor with no clothes. He walked around for all those years as kiss my ring, and now he's got no clothes and he still thinks he's the Emperor, something like that.
No, I
used to think fans, Carl Peterson was that guy. Like, he was the Emperor with no clothes. He'd walk around and think everything was great and grand and wonderful. And you were a good team, but not great, right? They never won that championship, hardly won playoff games, but still a great organization at that time. They did some really cool things in
National Football League,
birthing the franchise for all intents and purposes. But Bill Belichick is the biggest. He's the biggest Emperor with no clothes there ever was. I mean, this guy is walking around naked as a freaking Jaybird right now. Like, he's the old guy in the locker room.
Drying his junk.
Yeah.
Drying his undercarriage with the blow dryer.
Yeah.
Look, I love this. Fans don't do that. That's all I'm saying in general. Fans don't do that. We don't. It's what's next. It's not, man, let's look back and discuss how happy we are about what happened then. No, it's, you're going to give me this now, Belichick?
But that's
why I asked.
You're
going to tell me to look back and be thankful and I should just be patient. No, it's been a few years removed. My team's not doing anything. Let's go. I'm not going to go back and watch the Super Bowl from 5 years ago or whatever.
Right.
No, it's about – so, no, even when the Chiefs have – you said three back. The Chiefs have, I don't know, a non-division winning year.
Right.
We're going to freak out, man. That's what happens.
Yeah.
We're freaking out now, and the defending champs.
I'm not.
Some people are freaking out.
Some people are. Very minority population, I think. I think it's the vocal minority right now.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't, really? No. See, I get the fact that it's the vocal minority.
No, I think there's a lot of – the wide receiver thing is this year's button. That's all.
Okay.
It's this year's popular button.
Oh, wow.
Why aren't they signing a wide receiver? Why aren't they signing a wide receiver? Don't they need to get a wide receiver? I don't know. I don't think it's.
You don't think it's a vocal minority? I do. I think it is.
Anybody has a take of the Chiefs right now, that's it. Oh. That's what it is.
Or is that just what the people are talking to you about? They feel like they've got to say this when they see you. Yeah. From the 913, I'm still giving the Royals a pass. Those days are done.
Again, I love the sky, the color of the sky in your world. Yeah. I wish I was there.
Yeah.
I wish I was there.
I mean, the only reason I give them a pass now is because you got a new GM and new manager. I'm interested to see what those two guys are going to do, and I think they're going to be really good. But, I mean, I'm not celebrating 14 and 15 anymore, except to wear the good sweatshirts and still have not
I'll still
bad.
Wear the, yeah. I'll still wear the good gear, for sure. Speaking of baseball, we had an ump show yesterday.
Oh, my God.
An ump show.
This loser.
Because, I mean, when you think almost opening day, we might as well have an umpire take over.
Kimbrough says, I don't like that call. Now, here's the action right here. And the umpire felt like Realmuto took his bum out of the way. And I think Realmuto didn't sense that the ball was on its way, so he just figured the umpire was throwing it back to the mound.
Now, on the prior exchange, the umpire threw it out to Kimbrough. So, all right, you don't feel the ball. Get nestled into your glove. So he wasn't even looking back at the umpire. He just pulled his glove down.
Catcher. JT Realmuto, what was he said? Mm-hmm. He almost sounded like Dennis Miller there.
JT Realmuto.
Realmuto out there. He's got the glove up. And
that's really good.
Doesn't put the ball in the mitt. I don't have enough.
No, that's good.
It was good.
You're good. Sorry. Don't try. You're in the zone.
Dennis is more. I can't do more. But anyway, puts his glove up to get the ball back from the umpire, right? To throw it to the mound. Senses it's not happening, just kind of. Drops the glove.
Moves the glove, moves on about his day.
And the umpire, Randy Rosenberg, throws him out of the game for it.
What a jerk.
After apparently he took a new baseball out and threw it to the mound the last time.
Right.
The next time out, the catcher's like, well, you're going to throw it. I don't know. I'll put the glove down. And he ejects him for that?
Right.
That should be a, my bad, let me pick up the ball.
Yeah.
Hand it to you again. Will you throw it back
out? Throw it back to the mound, please. He ejected the guy.
He goes out of the way to toss the catcher out of the game.
Oh, big toss, big heave. Probably pulled an oblique doing it. Hope he's shelled for a while.
What are we doing?
Well, this guy's probably short, got short man syndrome, as they like to say, right? It's the only thing I can think of.
And he just stared him down, too.
What are you trying to accomplish here? What was his name?
Randy Rosenberg.
Randy Rosenberg. He's the umpire. That guy deserves to be fired.
And then, yeah, he's staring down.
He's a disgrace to the game.
Muramoto.
He is a disgrace to the game. Nobody's going there to see that gentleman call balls and strikes. In fact, we'd rather have you not be there.
You can have a discussion with the catcher. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Catcher put his glove back, waiting for the ball, didn't come, so he moved his glove down, just figured the guy was going to throw it back. Yeah. And he gets ejected for this?
If you watch, there is a little bit of whoop, you know, like let's play the game where we have to slap hands, you know,
right,
whoop,
right, yeah.
Pull the hand back. There was a little bit of turn the glove over, like, you still don't throw him out. That's an ejection in
baseball.
That's
an ejection in baseball right now.
And the umpire getting his say and throws his mask off, throws him out, and then gets in his face about it. That's weak.
It is so weak and embarrassing. Like, that's bad for the sport right there. Because, let's be honest here. Not a lot of good things make it through social media in sports, right? But when something bad happens, everybody's talking about it, just the way the world works. This guy's a clown. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Randy what?
Rosenberg.
Randy Rosenberg.
Yeah.
This guy is a flat-out clown, bad at his job, and should not be umpiring Major League Baseball games. We need to get this guy out of the sport. You're going to toss a guy for that? Come on.
Romucho's actions afterwards are great, too. He's like, you're throwing me out?
You're throwing me out?
What did I do? I'm just getting the explanation.
You didn't put the ball in my glove, so I moved on.
In the next exhibition game?
And the whole time, Realmuto's, his back is to the umpire, so he can't see what's going on behind him. Puts his glove up. The ball doesn't come. He moves his glove. Then the ball falls. The umpire ejects. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Crazy.
Just pick up the ball, ump. Either put it in the catcher's mitt or throw it out. That's it.
Stop stalling. Stop making it about you. Stop waving to the camera.
You didn't make it any further than that.
Why do these guys do this kind of stuff?
threw him out
of the game. From the 903, you're telling me it wasn't Angel Hernandez? It was not Angel Hernandez.
No. He may have went to Angel Hernandez school.
Yeah, that's true. The baseball, the umpire academy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right up there with Joe West, too.
Yeah. Joe West finally retired.
Thank goodness. He was on the show.
Is he off cowboying?
He's out singing. All his exes live in Texas.
Meanwhile, baseball's trying. I'll give him this. They're trying to make rule changes fun. They've enlisted Bryan Cranston, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
And then your guy.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
The comedian.
Yeah, he's awesome.
To discuss rule changes in baseball and how baseball is going to be different this year.
All right, way to conserve energy. Hear about the new rules in Major League Baseball? They're going to have a pitch timer so pitchers don't just stand around chewing gum. It's taking so long. Limits to the shift so infielders can make great plays again. And pitcher only gets 2 pickoff attempts, so it's easier to steal. I was pretty close. Can we get a review on that? Way to scooch in a second there.
Yeah. So I like it. They're being like proactive about here's some of the new rules and here's the intention and doing it in a fun way to let everybody know about it.
Yeah,
I like that.
I do too. I love the fact, as you said before the show today, baseball's going, hey, we're going to be better. It's going to be more exciting. Come watch us, please. Yeah. But they're doing a great job.
We're trying to be fun.
Right.
Come watch.
This is.
We're trying. So I probably appreciate that.
This is the antithesis of what baseball has normally done, though, Josh. Usually they bury their head in the sand. They say we're baseball. Everybody loves us. They're starting to realize that ain't the case anymore. And not a lot of people know about these rules changes. I think people ask me basically every day, wait, they change rules in baseball? What are they doing? Like, I was telling you, I was talking to the Romeos the other day, which, by the way, we did have a text. Somebody still out there looking for the horse. Can't find the horse at like 81st and Mission. the dead horse.
Where the Kentucky Derby horse is buried. Yeah. It's right there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
81st Mission, put it in Apple Maps, like Google Maps, Waze.
Somehow somebody missed it.
Yeah. It's right there in the cul-de-sac, man. You just got to drive around. There may be some neighbors out there that don't want you in the neighborhood. Who cares?
Can't miss it. Go download the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Download. Because the more you download, the more Spectre gets angry with us. So here's the thing about the new rules. People aren't sure about the new rules. And I get asked about it, got asked about it Friday at Romeo's. What about the new rules? Well, we've got the pitch clock. We've got the bigger bases. We've got no shift. And as somebody points out on the text line, with the new pickoff rule, is it two per inning or two per batter? It's two per batter where you can throw over. Once you throw it over twice in an at-bat, that cat's free to go. So you're going to see stealing coming back into baseball, which I think is great. I love the stolen base. I'm excited from that standpoint. I hope some guy on the mound just loses his mind, throws over twice, and this guy just goes. It's going to be free base city.
Making baseball palatable.
Yeah.
This should be a big part of this, and I'm glad that they're embracing the campaign.
I am too.
I think it'll work. I think baseball will be better with the pitch clock. I think the baseball will be better with the end of shifting.
I do, too. And I think, quite honestly,
I don't like that they had to get there with shifting because we couldn't figure it out ourselves, but
right.
We did.
But I think the bigger bases are going to be good. Have you seen the fun one that Kyle Schwarber and Buck Showalter have done with the bigger bases? Mm. Schwarber's leading off first, and Buck's in the dugout doing he's thinking. He goes, is Schwarber thinking about stealing?
Yeah.
And Schwarber's like, the bases are 18 inches. They're bigger. I can go.
Yeah, no, you can't. You still shouldn't.
But baseball finding the fun.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
This is what I'm getting at there.
That
finding
would be
nice. The fun. Put Schwarbs out there and let him try to steal some bases. He thinks he can go.
I'd be in for that.
Yeah.
We know how we love Billy stealing a base.
Right.
I'd be in for Schwarber stealing a base.
So does step off count? Can you fake pick off? Does that count as a throw over? I don't know the answer to that. I think you have to throw over is what I'm guessing.
Can you still step off and fake to first?
That's what they're asking.
Third?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Is that two?
That's two.
Is that, or if you have it, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. That play's stupid, so I'm cool with it going away.
Yeah. That play never works.
I love what Andy Reid is probably doing to Packer fans right about now. It is glorious, and we'll get to it next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.